Nadia, Anastasia, der Temai, Pratipurnarata, Hiditari, Rameshwari, Bahulashwa, and Pratik. Yes, Pratik. Thank you for welcoming us with such a loving and affectionate kirtan. Yes, we just come from a wonderful place in Raj, in Govardhan, and I have been there a whole week, five weeks actually, chanting and serving Krishna in many ways. And I have three questions from you. This, you will have to use all your intelligence and all your sincerity to find an answer for it. It might be that you want to take these questions with you. Giridhari, let us just assume you are not the body. Would this make a difference in your life? If you are not the body, Nadia, you are not that young child, or now not young child, young lady. What if you are not a Serbian, Bahulashwa? But it's only an illusion. Ooh. Would that make a difference in your life? The second question I have for you. What if Krishna is really always there and he is the one who controls our life, not us? I'm not saying it's true, I'm just asking it. It's a possibility. And my third question, Shiva. What if the spiritual world which we hear about in the scripture is really there? And it is our home. Not Dubai, not England, but the spirit. Would that make a difference for your life? These are very, very direct questions. They are very disturbing for a normal conditioned soul and a normal Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Because the normal conditioned soul and the normal devotee bases his life on the understanding, no, I'm man, I have this identity, I have to take care of this. No, I'm the body. No, I have to take care of my life. Surrender to Krishna doesn't help anyone. That's what the normal devotee bases his life on. I have my plans. And this world, this reality in which I find myself at the moment is really, that's the, in this life, my world. In a retreat, you are, in a personal retreat, you are assuming means you're thinking, you're living your life as if this is true, that you are not the body. Krishna is everything, and the spiritual world is the only reality. And the result of this, you might ask, did you find out? Are you not the body? Is Krishna really there? Is the spiritual world really there? The result is something which I would say is a natural, is one of the natural laws of spur to life. Let me describe to you what is a natural law. If I drop this beautiful rose flower, which Madhavi put there most properly, it will go only one direction. It will not fly now to Radha Kanayala. It will not go to Shivam. See, it goes down there. It's a law of nature. It always happens like this. So there is a law of in spiritual life. It's called the law of reciprocation. Do you understand the English reciprocation? It means what I put, how I approach Krishna, how I surrender to Krishna, Krishna responds. There was one old lady here in Braj who was bitten by a snake, and she was quickly brought to the hospital, and the solution was the leg must be amputated, cut off. Of course, the husband and the son was thinking, is there another solution? And they looked for other doctor advice. But one doctor after the other, each one said, it has to be cut off. The family only had 6,000 rupees. Surgery like this is high-class surgery. It takes 76,000 rupees. So the husband, who is a great devotee, he always heard the leg needs to be cut off, and he then answered, we have not found the right doctor. So he sent his son with his wife to Jaipur, and the surgeon there said, also, there is only one, if you want your mother to live, the poison goes gradually in the whole body, it will kill. Then the son said, but my father says this is not the right diagnosis. What is your father? Is he a surgeon? Is he a medical studied man? No, my father just chants Hare Krishna. And the surgeon said, wait a minute, there is one old lady. She is the best surgeon, but she may be a little disturbed in the mind. She's unpredictable. So they brought the mother who had lost already the consciousness to this lady, and a slip of paper came out. We have to perform the surgery immediately. You, son of the woman, have to give your written permission because she is out of consciousness. Then the nurse said, you have to quickly sign. I mean, your mother has already entered the road to death. What will you do? I don't know, said the nurse. The surgeon has to make the decision, the lady. But hurry, hurry, hurry. So this is Radhe. Gave the signature. After 3 hours, the mother came out of the surgeon theater, they said. And of course, the son immediately took the cloth, and the leg was there. Only a bandage, big bandage, was there. So the surgeon said, this is my last surgery. I will stop surgery now. But the son said, how much do we owe you? How is it? Your mother has already paid. My mother was not in consciousness when she was brought in. No, your mother has already paid. gave your mother medicine. She woke up for 1 minute. I asked her if she needs how we should proceed, and she said, I will chant Radhe Radhe. I said, it's not possible. We have to cut the foot and we have to take a toe away. No human being can tolerate. Radharani can protect me. She believed that Radha was there, not just a story in the scriptures. So she said, okay, let's try. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And through the whole surgery, she chanted Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. I think Madhavi was very happy to hear this, no? In Vrindavan, when we cannot move, when we have no solution, Radha is there. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And then she survived the surgery. And the old lady said, I've never seen this in my whole life. Radha is really there. I was a member of the Hare Krishna movement, but I didn't believe it, what they told me. But now I see. Your mother has given me the priceless gem of Shraddha, of faith. And so the son said, but what is normally the price for the surgery? 76,000. You don't have it, no? How much do you have? Said the old lady, I have 6,000. You can keep your 6,000. You need it for some medicine, no? And you need to change the bandage every day. My dear devotee, yes, I'm telling you this amazing story. How do you like this? It's an interesting illustration. She had absolute faith in Radharani, and Radharani was there. So while you are in Vrindavan, you please see how you can increase your faith. Search for Radha, search for Krishna everywhere. More important than your shopping is searching for Radha and Krishna. Search, and you will see them everywhere with many beautiful arrangements. You will see them there, they are just coming, Radha Krishna. I'm very happy to see you. Thank you that you made the pilgrimage to Vrindavan a reality. This shows your great souls. Yes, one comes to Vrindavan in order to increase one's Krishna consciousness, usually. No? Not usually, only. Why else? So I hope that Radha and Krishna will give you just the right information that you need, just the right presence that you need, just the right insights which you need. I pray that you will be able to find them in kirtans, on the altar. I really hope that you will be richly rewarded, so that when you return, you will be very happy and enthusiastic, or as we say in our movement, fired up. No? Your fire will be increased. And here's Madhavi. Madhavi knows everything about wind. Everything is not near. Can give advice how to conduct your life. She is a permanent resident now, isn't it? And Madhavi, my desire is to see your children. They must be now quite big, 14 years perhaps, no?
14 and 16.
14 and 16, yes. If you can tell them if they have time, I don't want to take time away from their free time, but if they have, I would be very happy to just greet them, see them. We will have kirtan today in the temple. If you have not planned anything else, you are most welcome. It starts at 7 o'clock. You might like to go a little bit earlier in the temple to secure your sitting place. And tomorrow morning I have been invited by the devotees to give a lecture. If you have not planned anything during that time, you are most cordially invited. Same rule, temple will be a little full, but it will be easier to find a place than this evening, because we will do kirtan for the deities, but tomorrow we are in the temple court. There's a lot of play. So nice to see you, Rameshwari. I think I saw you at Surabhi court. Yes. Prajajana, I also saw. Wonderful. Yeah. I will be for some time in Vrindavan. I know one evening we have a temple kirtan at Madan.
Mohan.
What? Madan Mohan, yeah. I have to find my piece of paper where I have my whole program. Yeah. I think what I should do now, I should just settle and prepare myself. I would just like to ask Madhavi to just stay for one more second. Good. So nice to see you also, Bahulashwa. I did not know that you would come, but I think Nadia, you told me that you are. Nadia is coming everywhere. she knows how to go by bus alone, all over Europe. No one can stop Nadia. Hare Krishna. So, Jimmy, it worked out. And Giridhari, you could make it to Vrindavan.
By all mercy.
Hare Krishna, Anastasia. Nice to see you.
Hare Krishna.